is so cool.
So this is Taco Tuesday girl.
Hey, I know her.
Yeah.
This is not boring. I agree with that.
My
long form unedited conversation. I love it.
Guys, welcome back to Insanely Chill. Thanks for joining us once again. Please, you know, as always, like this video on YouTube if you're watching it there. If you're listening to it, go ahead and leave a review, a little 5 stars, you know, or 4. If you're not too, do 5 for us. And leave a little review, too, if you feel so compelled. Today on the show, I have my beautiful wife, Kelsey.
Hey.
And
I haven't heard you say... I don't think I've ever heard you say
haven't interrupted you yet.
That's cool. Oh, please.
And Connor.
Beautiful.
He was being sweet.
My beautiful
friend.
Connor.
Fibula. Hey, thanks for having me.
Con.
Wife.
Yes.
Fun to say. Have you been just like saying, sprinkling that in where you can?
I say it all day long.
Wife, 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 wife,
wife, wife, wife.
It's just, it's, do you like that?
Yeah. Wife, wife, wife.
I love it.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks for having
your beautiful
me.
Husband
I hear
over
you.
There.
I hear you downstairs sometimes going, husband.
I do like
hubby, 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 husband, 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 hubby, 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 hubby. I hear you doing that all the time.
I do love hubby so much. I love saying hubby.
You guys do nicknames, like little baby names yet, or have you?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
Little.
What are
little,
they?
Little
Bruncher.
Hub.
Little Hubson.
Hubson.
Bruncher, was that your name for Kelsey?
Little
Scruncher. Where did Scruncher come from? Is there a back?
Little Scruncher. Well, she's always wearing scrunchies.
Oh, that's, see,
yeah,
thoughtful.
It's very sweet.
Well, that's why you married him.
That's not real, by the way.
We do have like weird nicknames for
each other. Yeah, we'll never ever say them on.
Sometimes they slip out. Like if you're ever hanging out with us, like be a little bit more alert.
Oh, I need to.
Maybe you'll, yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll hear them come out every once in a while.
Should we hear one?
What?
Can we hear one?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Never in a million fucking years.
Okay.
That was mean.
Why was that mean?
Kenny,
you just yelled at him.
No. I'm yelling at you because it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
That I'll never do it. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at us for having such embarrassing nicknames.
It is.
That's fine.
You know?
Well, I want to reveal, you call me a little dumbass.
Oh.
All the time. That's my nickname. You're a little dangly boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
That one's private, Kenny. Little dangly boy?
I don't know, I'm lanky.
That's not what that implies.
Dangly
no,
and lanky.
No, man, people will get it. Little dangly boy.
I get it, Kenny. Justice for Kenny every time I'm on this podcast.
Kelsey's consistently going to bat for Kenny.
I won't stop.
I think if your pet name for your partner isn't embarrassing, I think you're doing it wrong. Don't you think? I think you should never want to say it in public.
I agree, but I also think if we open up about it, we'll get so many people telling us what theirs are, and I'm so curious.
So yeah, I want to know. If you okay.
But we're not gonna say it.
Well, a lot of people have like anonymous YouTube accounts and stuff. No one
yeah.
knows. So like, you know.
Yeah. Throw we're it up. Not gonna say it though.
No, we're not gonna say it. My little scruncher.
Why do you keep saying that? He keeps going for Scruncher. But that is...
I'm trying to make Scruncher happen.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Seriously.
My biggest pet peeve is when like my friends will start dating someone and then that person doesn't call them by the nickname that we all call them.
Oh, like if you call him Mikey and she's like, Michael.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Gun.
Yeah, no, it's
my
so
blood,
bad.
I just felt my blood boil.
Yeah, and she's like, well, Michael and I. And you're like, that's fucking Mikey. It's been Mikey
the whole time
we've fucking known him. No, I totally agree.
I can't even say, because we're friends with all of these people, but like, it's happened twice recently, and they're like.
Just say it. We'll bleep the name.
I can't. Okay, so.
We'll bleep it.
Okay, so.
Say it.
You guys have met. And then he goes. You've met him briefly.
Okay.
Sure.
And Hank's new girlfriend, calls him Henry. And she keeps going.
Ah!
She keeps going, yeah, I was telling Henry the other day. And I was
you're like,
oh, I don't think I've met Henry.
Is
yeah.
Who is that? She's like, oh. I'm like, Hank, your name is fucking Henry? Like, I've never. And then
no,
I start seeing his mail, and I've been putting packages aside because I think that there's someone named Henry that's forwarding their stuff to our address. And it's been him the whole time. And I keep telling him, stop fucking calling him. I feel.
Wait, so no, we can't really bleep that out because now we know you live with her.
Oh, okay. Well, she knows. I'm not talking shit about her.
Okay, good.
But I was just like, I physically recoil every, like in self-defense. I'm like, who's that?
Yeah.
I kind of get it because like you want it to be like we're not just friends. Like you don't want to be like one of the boys if you're like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you have like a romantic relationship with someone, but like if I was talking to like someone who only knew him as Hank, I wouldn't refer to him as Hank. Like if I was talking with the friends, I would call him like what all the friends are calling him, you know?
I think. Such a good point, Kelsey Lang.
Wow. Her guttural reaction of
that was insane. You can even just call me Kelsey.
That's her middle name, by the way.
Lang is my middle name, yes, but like you don't even call me Kelsey.
Such a good point, Kelsey Lang. My little scruncher.
Lang?
Lang, L-A-N-G. Is my mom's maiden name.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Didn't know that.
Well, now you do. What's your middle name? What's your name, like, honestly?
Connor Wood is my middle name.
Oh,
you knew that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I knew what your last name was, but I thought Wood just kind of like...
No, that's my middle name, because my parents wanted me to golf.
Aww.
Yeah.
How is Drifter Dogs these days?
Yeah, how is she?
She's good.
Okay.
She turns 30. In June.
Oh my God, we should celebrate.
Yeah.
I'm excited for her.
Yeah, it's a milestone, as they say. 30.
Queen.
There is a big number.
Yeah.
Does it change?
She's about to turn 30 too.
How do you feel, Kenny?
Kind of scared.
Wait, when's your birthday, Kenny?
April 16th.
Oh my God.
You're like right around the corner.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
March, yeah, April. Thanks. When I was 22, I worked with a 29-year-old, and he took a whole week off of work because he had a panic attack about turning 30. And now it's my turn, and I just can't stop.
You're not taking a week off.
Fuck, I was going to.
Yeah, just your way of asking. Yeah. For a week off, it's no.
Middle of April, we'll need that off. Might hit Coachella.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's fine. For Coachella, actually, that's cool.
It always falls on that weekend I've never been.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been to Coachella.
Really?
Fun.
Yeah, no, once. I feel like I kind of missed the wave, and now it's, like, too crowded.
Yeah, now it's stupid.
Yeah, go weekend two.
I go weekend three.
Stagecoach?
Nice.
Stagecoach.
Stagecoach was the most fun I've ever had last year.
No. Really?
So
I want to go.
It's not the crowds that we had at Coachella. Like there's no VIP.
Yeah.
We're all just one at Stagecoach. We're one unit of like
it's beautiful.
Trash people.
Yeah.
Like no one is trying to hide it at Stagecoach. You know, they're just like being disgusting. And it's like that's like let's be real. Like that's why we all came. We came here to have
that's kind of what these festivals were about to begin with.
I think weekend two of Coachella is still like that.
What?
Weekend two of Coachella, I think, is still like that.
Yeah, it's not as like performative.
Yeah. No. Coachella, like that was my first year at Coachella last year. Oh. And I was just like, I didn't even see a song.
No, it's
I don't think I saw a song.
It's dumb, yeah. I mean, we still do it, but like weekend two, we've gone a few times and it's like so much better because people are actually there to like go for the festival and not there to like
take pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
So I want to get into last weekend a little bit.
Mm.
We saw Connor out at the bar. Speaking of Stagecoach, actually, this is a great segue because it was Ryan, right, that organized?
Yeah, Ryan Jones.
So Ryan Jones, they throw like, he works for Juneshine, but also he throws events on his own?
Yeah.
His own company?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's even a company. I think it's just like he's just a hustler. He's always got like something going on.
He really
on the
does.
Side.
And so he's been throwing these country nights. And he threw one at the Winston House. That's the same place that I DJ'd for the video.
It was in partnership with
Stagecoach. June Shine.
Oh, it was?
It was like Stagecoach X.
So it was a great segue.
No, it was perfect. Couldn't have been better.
So we go to see them. There he is. And that's you?
Mm-hmm. That's you, but Ryan Jones was right before you.
We walk in and we see Ryan and he's like, yo, what's up? Thanks for coming. He's like, yeah, and I was like, this is a sick crowd. Everyone's dressed up like cowboys. I was like, this is pretty cool. Like, nice turnout. And he was like, thanks. And we got Dolly Parton. And I was like, no fucking way.
Oh, yeah.
How did you do that? And so then he, like, was it you that brought me over to meet her? Because then I see you and you say the same thing. And you're like, yeah, Dolly Parton's here. And I'm like, no fucking shit. Really? That's real? And you guys are like, yeah.
You know that I didn't know? I was being earnest.
Okay. Okay, so we're both dumbasses.
Can I just be clear here? I was standing with you when we walked in and when Ryan Jones came over to us.
Okay.
And he told us that it was not Dolly Parton. You just stopped listening. it completely checks out. He said Dolly Parton. Cody was like, no shit, really? He said, well, not the real Dolly Parton.
And I was
before he started doing that, Cody's like this, Dolly Parton's here, Dolly Parton's here, the real Dolly Parton's here,
yeah,
telling everyone.
Yeah.
And I thought everybody heard Ryan say, not the real one.
No.
But it was just me,
to
apparently.
To me, it sounded like, not the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I heard.
Yeah.
In there.
And so Connor takes me over to meet Dolly.
Her name was Char, by the way.
Well, no, it's Dolly.
Not to be confused with Cher, which I called her 12 times. She's not Cher. I'm like, I'm confused what Char is short for. Like, that's where you understand how I made that leap from Cher to... I did it again. Anyways.
So, yeah. So then I meet her. Can you show the picture? You posted it on your story. Oh, did you give it to Kenny?
Of you.
Me and Dolly, yeah.
Yeah, I can pull it up.
So I go and meet this woman, like someone introduces me. I think it's Connor, and you know, granted, I had a couple beers, you know. I wasn't
We've
in
been
the
drinking like all day.
I wasn't in like the greatest state of mind.
We were all pretty.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
And I'm like,
yeah, I did. He showed it.
I'm like, listen, she looks nothing like Dolly Parton.
Not even close.
And I was like, listen, it is such an honor to meet you.
Is that not insane? Like, well, I'm like, so happy I was not there
I
for that.
I looked her in the eye and thought it was actually her. I swear. I was like 100% honest when I was saying it's an honor to meet you. Like,
everyone was like on an interesting level. I actually have not seen that many people. I think it was the Stagecoach effect. Like, there's no airs on with country music. It's like, we are here to have fun. No one was taking pictures besides me and Cody with Char. And like, it was just like, so then that happened.
Yeah, but also the Duke game, the Duke game was that.
Surely you understand
what
that.
What the
that's,
fuck is
that?
Is
that you?
That's going to be me.
Who is that?
That's Dolly Parton.
That's Char.
Wait, Connor, do you know who it is? Like, you don't have to
say
it right now.
I have her number, yeah. I got her number.
Well, that is insane of you on stage.
I was. Yeah, did you guys not see this? Okay, so basically I got asked to come as talent. They had me up there as like, come up and lip sync a song.
Oh, and you thought they didn't live.
Part of the draw. No. That was a decision I made independently.
Out of passion and love.
So, and you'll see here, there I am up there on the stage. I'm really getting after it. I sang my ass off.
Yeah,
the Chris Stapleton,
I do remember you singing.
Tennessee Whiskey. And then went back, and then I ended up back on stage later, which is like just something that I wish that I could just call it quits while I'm ahead.
Yeah. Krista,
everyone had fun at Tennessee Whiskey. It was great. It was so much fun. But then I hear Love Story by Taylor Swift pop back on.
Oh.
And I go, I'm going to need to perform this.
Right.
Went up. I'm pretty sure Sam, who was DJing, was like, you were up here.
Like, yeah.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead.
Oh, you're back.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and come back up.
When
did
the kiss happen?
So, like halfway, at the end of the song, like,
it's a love story.
Yeah,
like, you were serenading
her.
Well,
she did that notes thing where she was like, it's my birthday. And I was like, get up here. And I like pull her up onto the thing. And then when it goes like, nailed to the ground and pulled out a ring, I nailed to the ground and pulled off my ring I had on and put it on her hand. And then she pulled me up and we kissed. But it was performance art. You know, it wasn't like, it wasn't an act of passion. I was working.
Damn. And she's just waiting for you to text her, probably.
She did text me. After party, ? I said, let's chat later. I do need my ring back.
Wait, did you actually give it to her?
She had it on, and then I felt like really tacky being like, go ahead and pop that back off.
You should have. If it was performance art, then you would have been fine.
I don't
know. Hey, can I have back the prop?
Yeah.
So do you have your ring back?
No, I have. I'm going to just, after I do something like that, I really can't relive that night for like a week. So like by like the weekend I'll be ready to like maybe
remember
do something
it.
Similar and like revisit and be like, okay, everything's fine. But like when you wake up and you're like, Winston House has posted a photo of you making out with someone on the stage.
Like,
it's like a really hard pill to swallow to be like, wow, that's not me today.
Yeah.
Today I'm gonna walk to Air One, I'm gonna get a juice and kind of look at the sun and like notice how gorgeous plants are.
Yeah.
Totally.
And like that's not who was making out with on stage at Winston House.
Do you think get to know that side of you eventually?
Maybe. That's a good question, Kenny. We'll see. Only time will tell. The rest, this is one of my favorite quotes. I can't remember who said it. The rest is completely still unwritten.
Oh my God. That's so true.
Like a lot of people forget
that. Could actually tell you who wrote that.
Who was that?
Natasha Bedingfield.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
NB.
But really,
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
The most important lesson to be learned here is that one kiss is all it takes.
That is so damn true.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting this weekend. You should invite her over.
I'll see if she's gonna go out again. I feel like she would, knowing. She seemed to have a good birthday though. I don't know if she knows that there's a photo of her and I on the stage.
She probably does.
I want to get that photo because you can't tell who anyone really is. Like I would get that photo framed because it's just rowdy, like high energy.
It was a really good night. Like it's a fun little memory, you know.
It was a great night. Yeah.
It was very fun. Yeah.
You texted me after and you're like, "Are you guys still here or something?" And I was like, no, because I left through the back because I was embarrassed about my, And
that's
we
crazy.
Met someone who, above Great White, owns that flat. And he's a DJ. And we went up above Great White, like,
what?
Looking over
what?
And danced the night away.
It was
why
so
didn't
fun.
You tell us
I
that?
I texted you.
No, you didn't.
That is my ideal night.
It was really cool. And then just like.
DJing above Great White. Cody is depressed.
Let's see if it even makes sense. Did it make sense?
I didn't text you. You texted me.
No. I told you.
Let's go. You're really serious about just rejecting.
My God.
What?
I don't know what that means.
What did it say?
He said, hey, at 11:45 p.m., hey, this guy wants me to have a threesome. And I said, you should, XOXO. And then we never spoke again.
Oh, maybe a different Kelsey had texted me someone texted me, where are you at? And I sent, we're above Great White, dancing the night away.
I was so
excited. And I think I remember telling someone,
to have
I think,
a threesome.
No, were we not having a conversation with someone that was like, bro, Kelsey, it was when I know who it was. Kelsey, we were
I was
sitting,
really drunk, just no, so everybody
Kelsey,
knows.
Kelsey, I remember who
but
that
the
is.
Perfect amount of drunk. Wait, my friend?
No,
oh my God, my friend!
Wait, because I was like, I wouldn't text you that.
You should
just like,
do that.
This guy is like an old man.
When Cody was off meeting Dolly Parton, I decided I should probably like take a breather and like find a table to sit at. So there were these two guys that were like clearly together. And I was like, hi, do you mind if I sit here? The minute someone else comes that you want to sit here, just tell me to leave. And they were like, sure, we don't care. So I'm sitting there and I'm talking to them and they're like telling me about how it's their fourth date, but they like have been hanging out and blah, blah, blah. And so like, we're really getting to know each other. Obviously I followed both of them on Instagram, or one of them. One was a little, didn't really care. But one I was like really bonding with. I introduced you to them.
I know.
And everyone was like,
crazy,
who are your friends? Kelsey, your friends
they
are so cool.
Crazy shit. I sat down at the table and they were talking about like their fourth date or whatever. And we started sort of chatting. And then one of the guys was like, I just sucked his dick on the first date. That's all I did. And I was like, whoa, that was fucking explicit.
It was real.
So then I'm sitting there.
I didn't
get any of that. But then at some point I was like,
so I left you.
Oh,
with
I'm
them.
Understanding like the conversation we're having now. Like I was like, okay.
So I was like, bye everyone. I walked away. And then Connor was like, these guys are propositioning me to have a threesome.
Yeah. It was like a White Lotus.
And
situation.
Then I said, you should.
And then I left and went to the party about Great White, which I assumed you were coming to.
Well, you shouldn't have assumed.
You should have texted me.
Yeah, Cody and I walked home.
So he,
which is weird, I know.
Lives in the, there's an apartment above there?
It was, unless he,
apartment.
I don't,
apartment? You never seen that?
No.
How do you pronounce this?
Apartment?
You never seen that?
No.
Kenny, you gotta find that.
Yep.
I think she's gonna love this.
Apartment?
Apartment TikTok, yeah. It's amazing.
How do you pronounce this?
Unattainable.
Oh my God.
How do you pronounce this? Apartment? Apartment? Apartment?
Apartment?
Apartment?
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Do you mind if I click on this dog? This looks like a
no. Dive in.
Yeah, dive in. Let's just kind of cruise.
Oh, come on.
Wow,
you want
this
it?
Is a good boy.
He can't see.
Whoa. Oh my god.
No, yummy.
So good.
Oh, that was good.
I want to go to that place.
Yeah, I want
to. I know. His drink. The guy
next time if you ever see him again, just let him know I'm also a DJ.
And you should
And I'm looking
no,
for
I know. He was really
I'm
cool.
looking for tables to turn.
Yeah. And
we have well, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
We all are.
Yeah. We have some, but I'd like to use others. You know?
Right. I think that we could find some. I know a couple parties this weekend. Well, I know one. I know two.
I can't party this weekend, though.
I can't either.
Why?
I have a show, another show next week.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to talk to you about how's stand-up going?
It's good.
Can we come see you soon?
Yeah. The thing is, like, these shows, there's always, like, one really big person on the shows, and then that's what sells them out in 3 minutes.
Yeah, right.
So Bill Burr was on this one.
So you're technically on a lineup with Bill Burr?
Mm-hmm.
And are you like first?
I'm second.
Mm-hmm. Who? So
and there's
how many
five people?
What? That's crazy.
That's awesome. So cool.
Yeah, it's insane. I haven't written the set, and that's why I can't go out this weekend.
Where,
like I need to lock myself.
But how?
Where
you
is
have,
it?
But don't you have jokes?
I have some ready. I need to write new stuff because I've already filmed everything, and like I need new tape, like a new reel of stuff, so I can be submitting it.
Do you post those clips?
I haven't yet. I have to because I need to post some YouTube shorts, and I think that would be good.
I mean, stand up clips kill on YouTube.
They
shorts.
Do, but I
like
I,
it. Like makes comedians right now. It's crazy. People are making their whole career off YouTube shorts.
Freaking crazy. Not me. My shorts are kind of enjoying their time in Flop City.
No, I mean like stand up clips.
Yeah, I need to cut it up. It's one of those things where like. I'm kind of past the point of I'm unable to listen to my voice now. Like, I can listen to my voice. Usually, I was like, can't watch it back. That is one thing where I have the whole video, and I just need to clip it up and post. I can probably get 10 clips out of that.
Oh, but it's, like, hard to edit.
But I'm like, I feel like I killed it, but watching it back, like,
yeah.
My delivery, it's not like you film a video selfie style. It's like, you're up there, and you're standing, and you're, I haven't been able to watch it. And that, I don't know.
You should have someone else clip it.
I should.
How often are you doing it?
Like right now it's like once a week or once every 2 weeks, but I'm going to try to get in. I'm talking to Matt about maybe getting like a little tour.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
He texted me this morning. I think that'd be really cool.
That's awesome.
There's enough cities where I think I can get like small rooms.
For sure.
A couple places.
Definitely could.
So how many minutes do you have right now?
20.
What? That's
yeah.
a long ass set.
It's so long, and it's so much longer when you're up there. But started with 5, and I was like, I can't do more than 5. And then they're like, you have to do 10 for this next one. Did 10. And I was like, oh, I got 10. Did 15.
Is it like tight? Like, have you been like working on it? Like,
yeah, tweaking
stuff,
it.
New stuff? Okay.
Do you like practice out loud in your room?
If like on my voice memos, because it all has the hard part isn't memorizing, the hard part's timing it. Because I don't do open mics really, because it's like so demanding to go and like, do that, and they're all in West Hollywood. Like, so I don't have it timed. So I literally have to just get it memorized, time it out, and then pause where I think people are gonna laugh because there's no one laughing.
Mm-hmm.
They never laugh where I think they're gonna laugh,
mm-hmm.
which sucks. Because I'm like, that was a punchline.
You should do the one on
That's
Abbott Kinney.
I didn't know there was one on Abbott Kinney.
There is. We went to
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it was
Fish.
Pretty uncomfortable. Though.
There's one at I knew
outside.
That in the backyard.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It was pretty uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, but it was awesome.
It was fun.
And you should do it. The funny people were really funny.
As a comedian, though, I would like, or I'm not, like, I'm saying, like, performing.
Yeah.
That show would be hell because,
just
like,
really
it was
intimate.
So cold. No, but it was cold. Like, none
the
of us,
crowd was
we were
cold.
All just sitting there. First of all, it was literally cold because it was, like, a month ago or 2 months ago or whatever. It's, like, winter. We're outside. Everyone's, like, bundled up.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think that, like, makes the energy, like, it makes it harder to laugh when you're physically cold.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, the first couple comedians bombed so hard that it just was, like, the third one came on, I was just, like, prying laughs out of people. But
that's
eventually, tough. Like, they warmed us up and it was...
But I also think that was, like, situational. Like, who knows? You could go and it could be amazing. And it will be.
Yeah. It's so funny. We went to, where was it? Oh, it was Aviator Nation, the Dreamland thing. They've been having this, like, running... show like once a month, so I've been doing that, and it's an interesting crowd because like people that can afford to like spend money on a ticket and don't really care, like they won't laugh as much. When you pay for an expensive ticket and you go to somewhere in Hollywood and you're at the Laugh Factory to see, so you are laughing because you paid to laugh, you know. But the crowd there is like kind of cold because they usually come for the one big person, and then the rest of people are like amateurs, and it was a very cold crowd, and the guy before me goes, hey, like, this crowd is really gnarly. Should I, like, start with a suicide joke? And I was like, yeah, you should. That'll get them going. Crickets. Like, literally, no one even laughed. And then I came up, and I was like, oof. After, I was like, oof, what was that about?
Oh, my God. That's so fucked up.
Suicide.
That is so fucked
Yikes.
Up.
Connor, you framed him.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
I didn't know. Like,
You knew.
That is vindictive.
You framed
Do you want to hear the joke?
Don't say his joke now.
It's funny. I did think it was funny. The crowd sucked.
You can paraphrase it.
Basically, he was like a few... No, it's not funny. It's dark. It's like really dark. Okay. It was funny because of the circumstances. I was like, get up there and rip that suey joke. But
suey?
Not even like a chuckle, but then... That's kind of funny too, like in and of it. Like the joke could be following that joke where it's like, oof, okay. Well, I thought that was going to really kill it. Yeah. And then then you kind of like win the people over afterwards. Yeah. Like if you can.
Now you'll see me in the news tomorrow after that.
See? That would have been good.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's dark.
It's not hitting, you know?
Yeah, no, it's
not really your brand of humor, though, either.
Sorry, that's true.
The rest of us love suicide jokes.
Wait, is this one at the Aviator Nation?
No, this one's at some theater I've never heard of in Hollywood.
Cool.
So your best bit, what's the concept of it?
You don't have to say it.
Well, you don't have to do it.
It's basically, it's about Adderall, actually.
Okay.
And I've never taken Adderall. Like, I have in college, like, every now and then to study. But it's just about the Adderall shortage, going from that to, like, how it's affecting us all in different ways. That's it.
Ooh,
is there
good.
A shortage of Adderall?
I going through this right now?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry. Was that I just revealed that Izzy takes Adderall.
That was a HIPAA thing, Kenny.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just broke her HIPAA.
That's okay.
So you guys, like,
I wish I took
prescribed it and you can't get it right now?
Yeah.
I just got back on ADHD meds. I was diagnosed as a kid. I took Ritalin and it made me like this weird little robot.
Ritalin never works for anyone.
It's fucked up.
I've heard.
Yeah.
It doesn't. My doctor was like, I don't know. So I'm just raw dogging life right now.
Whoa.
Ashwagandha.
Yeah,
I actually did start taking that.
I started taking it. I don't notice any difference, but I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard if you overtake ashwagandha, though, it like fucks up your serotonin receptors. So you stop enjoying life.
Really? That's kind of the same with
Adderall. If you overuse it and become reliant upon it, I guess. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Oh, good. I've been taking it just every day in the morning, so explains why my life's been really tough.
But yeah, Adderall is really hard to get a hold of right now.
Wow.
There is a shortage.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's based in enough truth and then just kind of like pulling jokes out of that and being like, you know, like I couldn't find my car the other day because I can't remember where I parked it because of the Adderall shortage. And then because of that, I had an Uber there and then I tell the Uber story and the nuances of that. Writes itself at some point.
Wow. I want to see this, Connor.
Are you going to like try and do like film a, I don't know. What's your goal?
My goal would be to not have to, this is bad to say. I'm just like not on the TikTok thing anymore. Like I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
I haven't even opened TikTok in like probably 2 weeks. So I would like to have something more consistent where I don't even have to worry that I'm not opening it. Cause right now that's like my job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like a finance guy can't be like, I hate Excel. Like, I'm going to take a break from Excel. So that's like how I feel right now. And I don't know. I'm hoping that this could be, it's getting really positive feedback. If I worked harder, like maybe it would take off, but I'm just not a hard worker because the Adderall
shortage.
Well,
you're also, it's new. It's scary when it's new to like promote. And stuff.
Yeah.
So it's fine. It just takes some time.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
it,
but keep,
it is
keep doing
taking
it.
Some time.
And work hard.
Thanks. I started in December.
What?
This is what we're going to be like when we're parents. I'm like, everything's going to be fine.
And I'm
gonna
be
you're
like,
trying
no,
your best.
Do it. Work hard. Yeah.
Was that an Easter egg?
Yes.
Did you just lay an Easter egg? Sorry.
No. Oh, no. 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 None
all of the
news.
Fans just got really excited for like five.
Red,
hey,
red
can we clip
now.
That? Let's run that as a clip for promo.
My face is red, Connor.
Sorry.
You can't ask if I'm pregnant.
So I didn't ask if you're pregnant. I asked if you laid an Easter egg.
Yeah, it's kind of a fucked up thing to ask a woman.
Do I look pregnant?
No.
I was just wondering if I was like,
you look the opposite of pregnant. Anti-pregnant.
Okay.
You look like you fucking hate babies.
You look infertile.
Oh, God. I don't want to look like either one of those things. Okay, that's enough of this conversation.
What should we talk? Oh, we don't have to talk. I don't. Every. What?
What is this last minute booking at Cody's wedding? Did you get a last minute hotel?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was hardly last minute. It was 2 days after you sent out the invites. But I guess everyone annihilated that hotel just right off the bat. So we're
the Embassy Suite?
Yeah, that's where we stayed.
Yeah.
I hate how every single one of the bullet points is like, Connor getting too drunk in Winston House. Connor getting too drunk at Cody's wedding.
Where does it say any of that?
It's like,
say that.
That's it doesn't
like
say it anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Did you have fun at our wedding?
I had, like, so I did dry January.
Okay, yeah, so, like, so do we.
We yeah. tell.
Yeah. I was like, okay, it was really fun being friends with Cody and Kelsey for that stretch of time. I'm sure I'll never talk to them again. Basically, like, I got there on Friday night, and I was, like, so excited. It was, like, such a fun group.
Yeah,
like, little group. And I had, I think, like, 4 drinks and fully blacked out.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's not like I'm in the bathroom shotgunning beers and, like, taking shots. I'm literally sipping on delicious blueberry margaritas.
They were good.
Which, like, just rocket up my ass. I was gone. I picked up Cody's mom.
Good.
By her weight and spun her around.
She probably hated that so much.
Oh my God, she probably despised that.
Well, she said it was fun on Saturday. She said she had a great time. And I said, oh, I'm so happy to hear that. That's good. You're a good liar.
You were having fun, and that's what we wanted people to have.
We had a blast. And then Saturday was even like so much fun. It was nice. I've never like...
Saturday the wedding?
Wait, was the wedding on Saturday?
Yes, but when you...
So you're... This is all,
Connor,
about the,
there was
this
like,
is all about the welcome party? And then you're like, yeah, by the way, the wedding was also kind of cool.
I'm laughing about Connor on
Saturday.
Well,
the wedding... Why?
Connor was like one of the last people awake. It was like me, you, and my cousins.
I guess, if you say so.
And when you fell on the table...
You want to share with the class?
Connor, it was amazing. You were just... You were having a great time, but... You know, everybody was leaving, and you have met my cousins once, other than at the wedding.
Ooh, I'm sweating again. This whole podcast is the sweatiest podcast.
I just want to preface this as like, this is funny, and we will be your friends regardless of if you got drunk.
Okay,
we've
on.
All been there, okay? But it was the night of the wedding, and all I wanted to do was go to bed.
Yeah,
and
right.
We were so drunk, and I looked at my cousins, and I said, This is your guys' thing to deal with because I'm not dealing with this right now. And they were like, totally. And so I guess my cousins put you in an Uber and sent you home.
That's great. And I headed down to the Embassy Suites, which were
I said he's
like,
going to the Embassy Suites
ever.
Why?
I don't know. It was literally 4 minutes drive.
Okay. It's like on like the same street, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like a straight shot. But and because of that, I was like, oh, this is brilliant. Like it's right down the street, Embassy Suites, Hilton Embassy Suites. I was like, awesome. It wasn't like cheap or anything. It was like a, you know, and we walk in and I'm reading the reviews. Let me read one of the reviews.
Okay.
And I'm like, this sounds like a nightmare. And let me see if I can type it in. I can't.
What made you guys choose that one?
Because it was the closest hotel with available rooms for that weekend. I don't know why that weekend it was like slim pickings.
Because there was like a cheerleading competition too.
But what about our room block?
Yeah, we had a room block at the Marriott.
Yeah, it was gone. It was sold out by the time like I think
2 days after
it
the invite.
It was just not.
There was one review that was basically like, not sure why our mattress was just covered in blood.
What?
This one's really funny. I mean, and this is just the preview of reviews on Yelp or on Maps. If I could give this a 0 star, I would. Worst hotel in California. paid $1,100 to stay at this rat hole. Room smells of mold and mildew. My favorite part of, I can't remember the review, but it was the blood one. And it was like, inside the bathroom, when you shut the door, it's so clear that there was a distressed animal locked in here for some amount of time.
Oh my God.
And they were like, everything's like torn and chewed up and ripped to shreds. And so we get there and we look in the lobby and I was like, this is nice. This is so nice.
Okay.
They must have like screwed up like how the Yelp algorithm like put in reviews.
Right.
And then we get out of the lobby. They've just redone the lobby. Everything else is genuinely like somewhere that you would end up at like the bottom of the worst, like rock bottom.
Okay.
And there was a smell. Mm. And I can't even like find the words to describe this smell. And it was weird because it was only in certain areas, but we had to walk through all of those certain areas to get to our room.
Okay. And like then, sulfur or like what?
No, Cody, I can't even. I want to say fish bake.
Okay.
But like, it's not a fish bake. There was no fish in sight. Like,
okay, yeah, yeah.
You don't want to smell a fish bake if, you know,
in the middle
you're
of the desert. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in the desert.
Yeah.
But then you came in the room and they were. It was a huge room.
Did you guys share a room?
Yeah. Aww. Two beds.
Jeez.
We're coworkers. It's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But there was a room with like a black leather couch. Me and Brooke never talked about it when we first got in, but like it was fully like must be prostitution. We must have gotten the prostitution room, the sex room.
Why?
It was like fully where you would film porn. There was like a cuck chair.
Okay, really?
Like, yeah, the leather couch and then like the chair were like, it was bizarre. Like, it was just like not.
Okay.
Wasn't feeling homey, which is, it's great because I blacked out both nights. So yeah. I didn't even have
yeah,
to
experience. Yeah, you didn't
really have
to.
Wake up face
better.
Down on the couch.
The
leg tongue hanging out. Oh.
There's like a guy in the chair. Friday, we went out with like Kevin and everyone else that stayed up super late. Yeah. You went to
the Nest.
The Nest. And the Nest, I never realized I've been to the Nest like several times. Because the Nest is like the one place that's always open and you can go. Because there's not a ton of bars in Palm Desert.
Yeah, no, there's not.
Yeah, so yeah. I've been to the Nest like during Coachella like twice.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, just to go
What's
get...
the crowd then?
Gross. Scary.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, sorry about your wedding. And
don't be sorry. Please don't be sorry. I don't want you to feel like you need to be sorry.
Thank you.
But
say sorry.
I did.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I did.
Good cop, bad cop.
Do you remember earlier when I said sorry?
Practicing.
Yeah, I do. And I appreciate it.
You guys never put your mouth just on the mic like I do.
You're like licking it. Like you're so close to it.
I know.
He puts the Brooke and Connor mics inside of his mouth.
No. R.I.P. Freud, you would have loved this.
That's why I'm holding the mic today, because Ryan was telling me that... I'll like my face will drift, and then by the middle of the episode, I'm up here, and I don't notice that I'm doing this.
That's crazy because that's a metal one.
I know. I think I just like rubbing it on the mustache area. It feels kind of good.
I get that. Yeah. I understand that.
So yeah. You shouldn't use this one after.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
I'll get you a new one.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that video? That girl that was being interviewed in like 2020, like during COVID. Oh crap!
What?
It was so funny. The guys.
What did she do?
The guys like, if you had a dollar for every. Like your body count, what could you buy at McDonald's? And she's like, a McChicken. She's pretty and she's out at. Have
I
you seen
know
that?
What you're talking about,
oh,
yes.
I wish we could pull that up. And then she's like, not talking. You can barely get words out. And then she goes, by the way, I have COVID. So you're going to want to clean that mic or else you will get it. This is going to be an awesome.
Did you guys see the tweet of.
Oh, that's it. This is it.
Okay.
Nice job. And it's on whiskeyriff.com.
Oh, yeah. This one's great. I've seen this.
Buy with your body count.
A McChicken because it's $1.
Like, she's
that's
so sick.
That's all I can get with it.
One. What happened to your voice?
Two McChickens.
Two McChickens.
Maybe three.
Okay, you keep going up.
I have the coronavirus. That's why I don't have a voice. So I'm going to this or you will get it.
So,
oh no, it didn't even get the part where she's like, so you're gonna want to clean that mic or else you will get it. That's the best part.
It's wild that she's just out on 6th
2020
Street.
Was
the most packed area too. Texas just did not give a
no.
fuck.
That was in Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, was it? Same thing.
Same
yeah.
boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the tweet of it was like the car wash company that posted it was like an image that was like before and after. And it was like, we don't ask questions. We just get the job done. And it was like clearly soaked in blood. And then afterwards, there's no blood.
Yeah. That was literally the hotel Embassy Suites that I stayed in. It's the exact same vibe as that car.
You're like, somebody clearly got murdered.
There's a lot.
In this room.
Yeah. A lot of illegal entities in that hotel for sure. And a lot of cheerleaders. Young, like the pageant girls.
Yeah.
Doing whatever.
Yeah.
Was it a pageant? No, it was a cheerleading thing, right? That's what.
Yeah, it was a cheerleading competition, but they sometimes look very like done up and stuff.
That's what it
or
was.
Or they're like competition makeup and competition.
Who was saying the moms were absurd? It was Emily. She was like the moms at this thing because apparently a lot of them stayed at the Marriott, and cheerleader moms are like absurd. I mean, they're like dance moms.
Yeah,
but like they were all equally as done up. like wearing the same shit as the daughters, but not performing.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's, they're living. They're living through them.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Me
Are too. You going to do that?
Yeah, probably.
You going to be a cheer dad?
No, I'm just like always mad at my parents. So I'm like, why don't I have any cool skills? You guys could have, instead of forcing me to play like piano and tennis, like skydiving or not skydiving.
But piano and tennis are cool skills.
Now I think they're cool, you know, but like when I was doing them, I was like, this is so stupid. Why didn't force me to surf, you know?
Mm-hmm. You probably would have thought that was stupid too.
I would have. The biggest thing that stuck with me from my tennis days is this coach that was in college, and I thought he was like 42, but he was like probably 21.
Yeah.
And he was like, we're doing drills, and he's like, serve me balls. And as he's feeding me these balls, he's like, you don't even want to do this, do you? Maybe you should just not play tennis. Maybe you should just not do this. And I was like, fuck you, killing my forehand, killing backhand. Good thing it stuck with me. But I hated it, Brian.
That
so
sucks.
That it worked?
Yeah, it was reverse psychology.
That's weird, though.
It's an aggressive thing to say to like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't have many memories, but I can't believe that's up there.
I had this coach in high school. He was a Russian guy and was notoriously like the hardest fucking coach. He would like...
For what sport?
Diving. This guy was just relentless, had like the coldest personality ever. Like, you know, you do a dive for the 10th time, you get out of the water and be like, again, like that's shit, you know? And you're just like, fucking goddamn it. And anyways, this is a long time ago, right? And he was like already pretty old.
Yeah.
So like by now I'm like, he's probably dead, you know? Like I'm just like, I've never even thought I would ever see him again.
Yeah.
Or anything. I've never even like given him 2 seconds of thought ever since I stopped, you know, ever since I went to college and haven't seen him. And my friend was at that pool, she was judging provincials, and she was like, oh yeah, he was there. He recently got a 21-year-old pregnant.
Oh,
what?
Whoa. Yeah.
Is he like crazy. A stud? Or was it an act of
I don't know what it was, but like he's like, I mean, he must be like 60 by now. Probably.
Oh, he's not dead?
Yeah, Cody.
I mean, I meant that more like I haven't thought of it.
Oh.
Like, and also, I assumed I would never hear his name again. Oh. There was no reason why I would ever need to, like,
I was thinking it was like 100.
No, but also in the same, like, realm, you, like, having a 21-year-old coach when you were, like, 8 and you thought he was so much older. Like, you probably thought he was older when you were younger.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
He probably was. But he had a wife and kids.
Yeah, so he was probably, like, in his 40s.
Yeah, probably. So right by now he's in his
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
He'll be dead within minutes. Surely. I always forget, like I'm thinking back to high school and I was like, I played like every sport and I went through a football 2 years in football because it was Texas and like all my friends were playing. So I was like, I need to play.
Yeah.
And thinking about being in Texas and it was like summer or it would be like 110 degrees and we had pad days where we'd all have to wear like all of our pads and it was like 100 and something degrees and we'd be on turf. And I remember that being like, that was the worst time of my entire life.
Yeah.
That's like the longest like hour and a half, 2 hours that you'll ever experience.
What are you going to make your kids do?
Tennis.
And piano.
Piano. I don't know. Something interesting, like, something that, like, I guess, like, tennis would actually be, like, a good skill to have. You go into, like, the workforce. Golf.
Indian
would be
Wells is right now, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it just started. So we got to watch it.
I know.
Okay. I was expecting more, like, excitement.
What?
Yeah.
Indian Wells?
Yes.
Right now?
Yeah.
Did you hear that Indian Wells is happening right now?
Stop. Stop. Really? Let's wrap up.
Yeah. What is Indian Wells?
The tennis competition.
Is it
tennis
a Masters
tournament? That's what it is. It's a tennis tournament.
It's a Masters event.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the ones. It's one of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
It's one of the ones. What kind
it's
of court
one of
is
the
it?
One, it's one of the tennises.
What kind of court is it again?
And it's a normal court.
Well, no, there's all different kinds
of grass.
Rubber. There's grass. There's
no, it's not grass. Yeah. It's rubber.
Oh, that's why Emil's going to Palm Springs this weekend.
Yeah.
He's going there?
He's playing?
Like, really?
Yeah, he's watching. No, I actually think he's playing. Like,
he's going to the
on,
tennis.
On like a high court, he's playing.
Oh.
But he's watching.
Is he like a celebrity guest?
Yeah.
From the trillionaire mindset.
Everyone's like, from what? From what the fuck? So yeah, I never finished my Dolly Parton thing, but I did go up to her and was like, it's such an honor. I said that like four times, and then I was like, I can't believe you're here. Like fully for, and then took a picture with her, two pictures, and it was like, thank you so much. Like it's really an honor. Wow, and then yeah. walked away and then showed like five people.
When and did was like, you get it's to Dolly me Parton. When I said it's that's
Dolly
not...
Parton. Look, it's Dolly Parton. Look at how cool is this? And everyone's kind of like, cool. Like
he came
that's
up
not
to me.
Her. Is this a joke?
He came up to me and I was sitting with those two guys and was like, you will never believe who I just met. And I was like, who? And he was like, Dolly Parton. And I was like, the fake one? Like the one that Ryan said was fake.
Truly pathetic.
In.
Truly fucking
and
pathetic.
And he was like, you knew? And I was like, yeah, Ryan said it to our faces before you walked away that she was not.
Oh, I was trying to trick you?
No.
Oh, okay.
You were like, shocked that I already knew that she was fake without even seeing her.
You know what's crazy is that Ryan and Nick, you guys know Nick and Scarlett.
Yeah.
And Brown Bear, everybody came to that thing above Great White. I don't know how you guys.
What?
Everybody was there.
I mean, we went home early.
That was smart, though.
Like we tend to do. Not really that early. It was like 1 a.m.
I don't know what time it was. It was around 1.
Yeah.
I finally had the point on that on Saturday where I was like, I had fully, I like from the night, I'm completely sober at 4 in the morning. And I was like, what do you guys think about going home, like leaving? And everyone's like, oh yeah, totally. Because they're all in the house.
Yeah.
And then you've got everybody waiting for Ubers. And like now, then you've got one straggler that you met that night.
Is it Thursday?
Should we go
it's Thursday.
I want a beer. Sorry. I was just thinking that sounded
good. It's such a phenomenal day. I have this thing where I'm like, it's so nice out. Let me get a beer.
Yeah.
Why not? It's so nice out. Let me go kayaking. Mm-hmm. You know, like, why doesn't my brain go that way?
Yeah.
I mean, there's one that's like way easier.
Well, I figured out, like, I've been beating myself up in that direction for so long. Like, no, go on a hike. But then it's like, my favorite thing in the world to do is go get food that I haven't had before and have a beer that I haven't had before. Like, that's like, gives me chills to say out loud. Okay, wait. So Cody texts me and says like, haha.
Just
and then
beer?
I
same beer?
Just like having a beer outside.
But the place he hasn't tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best thing ever. Yeah. And
I know.
You know. I don't know. It like fires.
We should go to Great White after this, and then kind of meander upstairs.
Yeah, we should. Oh my god. It's crazy to like watch yourself being used on a podcast. Shoot, I forgot what I was gonna say. I keep almost getting somewhere, and then that ashwagandha is kicking in.
Yeah, that's Connor on a podcast. We all.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, that's what happened on Dumois. I cannot wait to open my. Oh, you guys have to check this out. See, I just did it again.
I know, I watched
it
after.
Okay, so I just downloaded this app called One Sec, and anytime I open like Instagram, it takes me to this. It's time to have a deep breath. And you breathe out.
I wasn't
okay.
And then once it goes out, 14 attempts to get into Instagram today. And then it like has you rehash, be like, do you actually want to go on Instagram?
Oh, that's sick.
So like it gives you enough time.
I love
like,
that.
A lot of
it feels
time,
unhealthy.
It's
no, that feels, that's healthy.
I don't know.
Going
just
on Instagram
go on
14
if you
times
go on.
Is unhealthy.
Well, you're still going to click, he's going to say continue to Instagram.
No, I would be like, no, I don't want to do this. A lot of times I open up Twitter and I'm like, that's a habit. I don't want to do this right
put
now.
Put it on Twitter
but
too.
But it's like once you're in it, it hijacks your attention.
I guess.
But you have no control. You open it up and then immediately it's like, hitting every single pleasure center in your brain. So you're like, you immediately like relinquish any type of control, I feel like.
Okay.
I literally wanted to punch my phone. It was like my sixth time to go in, but every time I've been like, no, I don't need to go in. It was one of those days where like I open Instagram and then I finish with it and then I close it and I open it.
Yeah,
up and
yeah.
That's what I mean. It's just a habit. It's
I
like
know,
the brain is like
you're
trained
right.
Because it's like, oh, dopamine, let's get some.
Yeah.
Let's get some
dope.
You've got that dopamine.
Sad for a second. Dopamine, let's get some.
Instagram. No, I'm trying to get to the point where I'm only getting on these apps to post something, because otherwise it's just sucking my time off. It's sucking me off in a time
way. Holy shit. That's the perfect phrase.
Sucking my time off.
I hate Twitter. It sucks my time off.
Elon that's Musk crazy that was a slip of the
Elon
tongue.
Musk is sucking my time off.
Radiant slip.
All the time. He's sucking me off
He's
all
sucking
the time.
Me off with my time all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
He is.
Well, that's great. I hope you enjoyed getting sucked off by this episode today. Hope you enjoyed this hour.
Ew.
What?
Kelsey's face.
Don't Someone say, hope you enjoy getting sucked off.
Like
by
your
this
time.
Episode.
I hope you enjoyed your time getting sucked off.
That's, I guess, a little bit better.
I hope this hour was worth it and you feel like you really climaxed.
You got sucked a little.
I like that.
I don't hate that one.
Okay.
I hope this episode gave you the best head of your life.
I really hate that one. I haven't heard someone called head.
Really?
Really?
Head?
All we ever talk about rather getting and giving head.
Head.
Dome.
I still like it. It's got their knobs polished.
Dome.
Whoa.
What'd you say?
What?
Our stalactites got their knobs polished.
Yes, exactly. I forgot that we named the fan base stalactites.
That's very true. I like that.
Yeah, people were throwing other suggestions in, like children, but that feels kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Children were watching the pod. That feels weird.
That's kind of...
Hello, children.
It's insanely chill. Dread, you add an L in the word children.
What would be...
We were trying to think of what, like the people who watched it.
Oh, like a name for them.
No, you're not going to want to touch the children.
Yeah. I was saying last episode, stalactites is a good one because it's like icicles, right? Aren't they? Yes, they are.
Well, I looked it up.
Or no, they're rocks.
Yes. So I think icicles might be a better fit.
For fuck's sake. Now we're at square one again.
No one corrected us, so we kind of got away with it.
Sound off in the comments what you want. Your
what about ice chips?
Ice chips.
Yeah. Coolers.
Okay, I'll think about it. Coolers is cool.
What about scrunchers?
Coolers. The scrunchies.
I actually don't hate that.
Little scrunchers.
Aww.
People are also wanting you to return to the old nickname, Chobe Podfam.
Oh my god.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, a lot of comments were asking for that.
That's a throwback.
Yeah.
So maybe I will.
It remains to be seen.
I like scrunchers, but I also like Chobe.
What about scruncher chode pod?
Fae.
Yeah.
Bicycle fae.
Scruncher chode.
Anyways, hope you enjoyed getting sucked off, and see you next time.
Love you guys.
Connor, thank you.
Thanks,
Fibula.
Connor.
Brooke and Connor make a podcast. Oh, yeah.
Check out Brooke and Connor make a podcast.
Oh,
that's on
God.
TMG Studios.
It's really, really good.
How's the new set?
It's
you enjoying
awesome.
It? Do you like it?
Oh, my God. It's so cozy. Yesterday,
every time I see a clip, I'm like, it looks so fucking good.
It feels like a little den.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It's a library. Yeah. That was the point. Nailed it.
Well, thanks for joining us. And I'll suck you off next time. Thanks.